AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Cars were submerged by water, residents forced to flee their homes, and the Louisiana National Guard and others rescued people by boat and in big military trucks as torrential rains drenched parts of Louisiana, Texas, and Arkansas with nearly a foot of rain. Tiburon resident Jack Skaggs tells KSLA-TV that he and his family were forced out by high water.
I went home a little while ago, took a break, and we packed up and got the wife and little one out of the house.
Three people have died in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. The rain is expected to stay in the forecast for much of the week. The latest presidential debate featured Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in Miami. Senator Sanders questioned some of the foreign policy decisions made when Clinton was Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton's role in urging the administration to go forward with regime change, getting rid of Gaddafi in Libya. Gaddafi was a brutal dictator, there's no question. But one of the differences between the Secretary and I is I'm not quite so aggressive with regard to regime change.
Clinton says she's sorry for the deaths that occurred in the 2012 Benghazi attack, but notes there have been many terrorist attacks against U.S. interests around the world.
We lost over 250 Americans, both military and civilian,
Secretary.
When Ronald Reagan was president in Beirut, and at no other time of those tragedies were they politicized.
The chairman of the Republican Party has declared he wants Thursday's Republican presidential debate to be more of a G-rated event than recent showdowns. Donald Trump told a crowd in North Carolina that he can up his behavior when required.
Some people would say, well, he's not acting presidential. Let me tell you, smart guy, great schools, great everything. I can be the most presidential person that you've ever seen.
This is AP Radio News. Austria's interior minister says the Balkan migrant route should be closed permanently. Austria's introduction of a refugee cap last month set off a chain reaction of border restrictions that has shut down the route used by hundreds of thousands last year to head to Central Europe. Thousands of migrants are stranded in Greece. Police say five people have been killed in a shooting in suburban Pittsburgh, and at least two gunmen are at large. Allegheny County Police Lieutenant Andrew Sherman says gunfire broke out at a backyard party in Wilkinsburg last night.
At this point, we're early in the investigation. We do not have a clear motive. Our crime unit is still processing the scene.
A public viewing of Nancy Reagan's casket resumes today at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. Cindy Boulay was there yesterday and says she admired the love the Reagans shared.
They had the love, and I'm really happy that she's now once again with her beloved Ronnie.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.